KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, windy, and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly cloudy here today with occasional flurries. Nearly steady temperatures in the 20s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In area news, a man from Nebraska was arrested last night on numerous charges in Omaha following an investigation into an incident in Council Bluffs that led to a pursuit. 22-year-old Dylan J. Marin of Nebraska City faces charges that include fugitive from justice, aggravated assault on a police officer, eluding, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and theft in the fifth degree. Marin was also suspected of being under the influence of methamphetamine. He was booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska jail and awaiting extradition to Iowa. Authorities say the incident which led to his arrest began at around 7:50 p.m. after officers were sent to the Best Buy store on Manawa Center Drive in Council Bluffs, where Mann was allegedly being aggressive with the store manager and at some point had pulled a knife. An officer arrived in the area shortly after the call was dispatched and located the suspect in a silver-colored BMW with no plates. The man, later identified as Marin, allegedly rammed the police cruiser in an attempt to flee the area. He then rammed the police cruiser a second time and drove the car across a grass median. The car then went westbound on 30th Avenue. Two additional officers arrived in the area and were able to get in behind the vehicle in an attempt to stop it. The vehicle failed to stop, though, and fled westbound on Interstate 80 entering into Omaha. Officers continued to pursue the vehicle into Omaha. The vehicle exited on 42nd Street, continued south onto L Street, where it turned westbound, and the Nebraska State Patrol then assisted and successfully deployed stop sticks at 90th and L. The vehicle was then disabled and came to a stop at around 108th and L. Marin was taken into custody, and the vehicle was impounded by the Nebraska State Patrol. Police in Council Bluffs say a medical condition apparently caused a crash that sent a total of five people to the hospital Thursday afternoon. Witnesses told police a green Ford F-350 pickup was traveling west on Interstate 80 near the Mall of the Bluffs, or about the five-mile marker, when the vehicle swerved across the median and into oncoming traffic. The truck, driven by Rodney Schumann of Oakland, struck a Hyundai Santa Fe Sport, driven by Kyle Moo of Omaha, Nebraska. The accident happened just before 2 p.m. Authorities suspect Schumann had a medical issue because the investigation revealed he was slumped over the wheel when his truck drove across the median into oncoming traffic. The pickup sideswiped the SUV. The driver of the SUV and three of his passengers, all of whom were from Omaha, suffered minor injuries and were transported to Mercy Hospital. Schumann was also transported by ambulance to Mercy, where he was being treated for the initial medical issues and minor injuries sustained during the accident. Authorities in Shenandoah yesterday released the name of an infant who died after being found unresponsive at a daycare center in Shenandoah. Police Chief Chris Griebert on Thursday identified the child as 3-month-old Lily McKeever, the daughter of Nicole McKeever from Thurman. The incident occurred on the 200 block of West Lowell on Wednesday. Griebert says a call to 911 said the infant was unresponsive. Lily was taken by ambulance to the Shenandoah Medical Center, where she later died. The chief says the Iowa Department of Human Services and the state medical examiner's office are involved in the investigation.
We did make a call to DHS and to the state because this is a state-licensed daycare that it happened. We're ongoing in our investigation on the cause. The coroner was notified, and we're working with them to get the cause of the death.
And a Pottawatomie County man who lost his leg in 2012 after being treated at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs has been awarded damages amounting to $90,000. According to the nonpareil, a jury on Thursday awarded Tony Bailey of Walnut $22,500 for the past loss of full mind and body, the same amount for future loss of full mind and body, $22,500 also for past pain and suffering, and the same amount in future pain and suffering. When a medical malpractice civil trial was filed on January 5th, Bailey asked for damages from Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital, emergency physicians of Western Iowa, and Dr. Stephen Feldhaus of Heart, Lung, and Vascular Surgery. The jurors did not find Jenny Edmondson or emergency physicians at Western Iowa at fault. Feldhaus and Heart Vascular Surgery were defendants found negligent in the care of Bailey. According to court documents in January 2012, Bailey went to Jenny Ed where he had a severe pain in his lower left leg. He was treated at the emergency room. Then Feldhaus performed surgery. Complications arose and his leg was amputated below the knee that March. Bailey's attorney said Feldhaus didn't do a complete arterial pulse exam of the leg. He added that Feldhaus is culpable in the matter because he failed to ask about the pulse and get all the information about the case. The attorney said Feldhaus should have had Bailey transferred to another hospital or called in another surgeon for a procedure that reduces pressure when there is a loss of circulation, because the doctor was coming from Harlan. Welch said the doctor didn't do the complete surgical procedure and had to finish the work the next day. Tony's wife, Deborah Bailey, was also suing the defendants for loss of spousal consortium. In her case, though, the jury sided with the defendants. In the funeral announcements, Martha Arbaugh, age 91, of Atlantic, died January 9th. Funeral services for Martha Arbaugh will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marsha Evans, age 81, who's formerly of Oakland, died January 6th in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marsha Evans will be today at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Patricia Mortensen, age 92, of Shelby, died January 9th in Omaha. A memorial service for Patricia Mortensen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Bertie Ireland, age 82 of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Bertie Ireland will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Oris Drake, age 85 of Walnut, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Oris Drake will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Floyd Ditto, age 88, of rural Audubon, died Sunday in Grimes. Funeral services for Floyd Ditto will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Edward Bud Telkamp, age 86, of Avoca, died Monday. Private family services are planned for Bud Telkamp. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Barans of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.